This is the old Trailblazer broadcast coming to you from the Metropolitan Tabernacle, 501 Opelousas Avenue, New Orleans, Louisiana, 70174. This is our Trailblazer broadcast. This is a Pastor Albert Pendarvis speaking. I want to bring you a series of messages, a new series of messages we just began in our last study on the soon return of Christ. The soon return of our Lord Jesus Christ. The doctrines of our Lord's return is now cried down and scoffed at and ridiculed in many religious circles today. And what we know, we know that every born-again believer looks for the coming of our blessed Lord. Let me say in the beginning, there are five great doctrines of God's Word which are the basis of all the teachings of the Scriptures, namely, the sovereignty of God, the total depravity of man, blood redemption in Christ, or salvation by grace, the Holy Spirit, and then the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. When an individual understands these five great doctrines of God's Word, he has a foundation for Bible knowledge, and the Bible will open up to him as a living book. These messages that we're going to bring him will touch the hem of, only touch the hem of the garment of this most glorious doctrine of God's Word. Let us pray the blessing of the Holy Spirit upon these services as we send them out here and there and yon. It's with a great joy that I, as a pastor here at the First Baptist Church of Algiers, surely we are known as the Old Trailblazer, but as a pastor here, it's my delight and my joy to begin a series of messages on the second coming or the soon coming of our blessed Lord back to earth again. In our last study, we gave you a little synopsis of what we believe here at Radio Missions, where the Voice of Truth goes out every Sunday over this nation, and then also where the old Trailblazer goes. We gave you a little synopsis on those things most surely believed among us here and where God's Word goes out. And I have those things in notes, and I made a little pamphlet out of them. If you would write me, I'll be glad to send them to you. And I think it would be a blessing to your heart, first of all, to let you see what we believe here. We're not some crackpot going off on a tangent. No, we're just God's child, born again, called of God, called to preach God's Word. But we have set down some of the things which we most surely believe. And I have folks ask me that all the time, Pastor, what do you believe? Well, if you'll just listen, you'll understand soon where we're coming from. But we do preach the sovereignty of God. We do preach the total depravity of man. We do preach blood redemption in Christ. We do speak of the Holy Spirit, His teachings. And then, surely, we speak much of the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, which these studies will go into in depth, I'm hoping. But as I said, it's a great joy for me, the old Trailblazer, to sit here and bring you these messages. I use Pastor Shelton's notes and outlines that he did many, many, many years ago. He's gone on home to be with the Lord in 1971, so it's been a long time. But his notes, I have access to them. So I believe the Lord led me to bring these studies, and we're going to go into them. But let me give you my mailing address. It's the old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 6250, New Orleans, Louisiana, 70174. If you would, holler back across the back fence or over there across the street somewhere, or get on the phone and call you someone across the road, across the town, and say the old Trailblazer's on. Give him a listen. Would you do that for me? And I appreciate it if you would sit down and write me. But I want to bring you this series of Bible studies first, because the Lord God of heaven laid them on my heart. That's right. I tell my folks here in our congregation, I don't just go off the shelf and get a book somewhere and start bringing you a message out of it. There's millions and millions of sermons in print. No, I have to wait on the Lord, that the Lord would lay something, some passage of Scripture or some subject on my heart, and then give me the grace to bring it to you. So He laid on my heart to let's speak of the second coming or the soon coming of our blessed Lord. And I know that we're living in a perilous times. I know that. And I know one thing. The Bible said, when these things begin to take place, look up, for our redemption draweth nigh. We're going to get to all that. The Lord laid these things on my heart that I might bear testimony to the return of our blessed Lord, because the ignorance concerning His second coming is so widespread. The average pastor The average minister with an open Bible before him now knows nothing about or preaches nothing about the second coming of Christ. No, my friend. I believe that they're afraid to preach it. The prejudice in our pulpits and our theological schools against the doctrine of the soon coming of our Lord is so great, so many will tell you that it's non-essential. And many preachers have remarked regarding the second coming of our Lord and kindred prophetic subject, neither that old trailblazer nor anyone else knows anything about it. Why listen to them? My friend, by this they are advertising their ignorance and their stupidity. Surely the old trailblazer is not a learned professor. No, it's many things I don't know, my friend. Many things I don't understand. Folks write me and ask me some oddball question about one thing or about this or about another, and I just tell them, no, it's a lot of things that I don't understand, but I believe it. God's Word, I don't understand all of it, but I believe it. And I asked a fellow one day, I said, let me ask you this. You say you have to understand it to believe it. You can take how can a black cow eat green grass, give white milk, and give yellow butter? Would you tell me how that happens? Would you explain that to me? No, listen, my friend, I run into those kind of people. My dad used to say that a fool could ask a question and a smart man couldn't answer. And I have folks do that. But listen, I believe every word, every jot, every tittle of God's Word, and I'm going to preach it as it is to men as they are, and you can believe it and be saved or disbelieve it and be eternally lost, my friend. That's right. Many of our theological teachers try to explain away the second coming of Christ by stating that this doctrine has been handed down to us by ignorant and half-educated minds, or that the people to whom the Bible was first written had the key to that doctrine, and though they might have understood it, we don't have that key, they say today, and therefore we don't understand it. Such theological teachers advertise to the world that they're not saved, because the key to understanding the Bible is what? Do you know what that key is, my friend? It's to be born again, to be a child of God, as the Bible was written to God's children. Now, let me make this statement here. God's Word is not written to the infidel. God's Word is not written to the atheist, the agnostic, and the skeptic. It's written to His children. It's love letters to His children. Now, my friend, you just need to put that down in your pipe and smoke it. If you take an issue with God's Word, that means you're not His child. God's child believes God's Word. Oh, we may not understand all of it. No, but we believe it. Now, listen. The man who in this hour of tidal sweep of materialism and sensuality dares to stand up, the man who does this, to stand up and preach the second coming of Christ, is thought to be mentally unbalanced and visionary and not worth being listened to. That's what folks are called. Old trailblazer, them many times people write me and they call me old crackpot. But that's okay. I am a crackpot. Have you ever been a crackpot, my friend? Let me be a crackpot for Christ's sake. Let me be a fool for Christ's sake. If I'm going to err, my friend, if I'm going to make a mistake, I want to make it on the side of Christ. And I know this. I know this one thing, that Christ died for me. I do. My salvation does not rise nor fall in you, nor in any poor soul who's living. It rises and falls in the eyes of the Lord Jesus Christ. And my friend, I know this great fact, that I'm not perfect. I'm not what I want to be, but I'm not what I used to be. And as I often tell you about the bumper sticker I saw, it said, not perfect, just saved. That's all I want to do is to be saved, my friend. Someone told Pastor Shelton one time, one of these charismatic preachers, they said, oh, Pastor, you're a saved man, but you want to go on to a deeper life. He said, no, my friend, you went far enough. You said, well, you're saved, but. And no but, my friend, I don't need no but, do you? No, I'm a child of God, and that's far as I want to go. That's far as I'm going to take it. Now, let's notice the importance of the doctrine of the second coming of Christ as set forth in the Bible in its relationship to other doctrines. I want to go slowly with these messages, my friend. Christ's first coming is without question the basic or the foundation truth, and apart from it, we have no Christianity nor no salvation, no second coming. But listen, my friend, its place in the Bible is almost insignificant when compared to the mention of His second coming. The statement concerning the second coming of Christ occurs in the New Testament on an average of once in every 20 verses. Would you let that soak in? In other words, the second coming He is mentioned in the New Testament over 318 times. Then, by far the greatest number of predictions concerning Christ in the Old Testament are connected with his second coming. Would you think about those things, my friend? We're just laying down some basic truths here this morning. Did it ever occur to you that the coming again of our Lord Jesus Christ is the only doctrine in the Bible which God bids us to comfort sorrowing saints with? Listen to 1 Thessalonians 4:18. Would you listen to this? Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. This statement follows several verses setting forth the second coming of our Lord back to earth again. And this is also true in the Old Testament. Turn to Isaiah 40. Comfort ye, my people, saith the Lord. O Zion that bringeth good tidings, get thee up into the high mountain. O Jerusalem that bringeth good tidings, lift up thy voice with strength, lift it up high. Be not afraid, say unto the cities of Judah, behold your God, behold the Lord will come with a strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. I want to just stop there. We may pick that up again in our next study and read it to you again. But my friend, this is God's Word we bring you. Day by day, the study on God's Word. We don't bring you our opinion. No. We bring you what the Lord said. Thus saith the Lord. And I wish you'd stop and think with me. Many of our folks now are here, the old Trailblazer broadcast, are coming down close to the evening shadows of life. Many have written me and say, Pastor, I'm with you. I remember that good old day, so to speak, when the old time humpbacks, stoop-shouldered, white-haired preachers with long gray beards, maybe, would stand behind their pulpit and shake their crooked finger at the audience and say, repent, repent. You must repent or either go to hell. Now, my friend, that's what we're missing today. We have many, many studies here at the Old Trailblazer broadcast and on the lost doctrines of God's Word. If you'd write me, I'd send you a listing of all of the tapes that are available on the Old Trailblazer broadcast and information regarding those things. And the stations that we're broadcasting over now, the Lord blessing this broadcast. If you're interested in the souls of men, would you help us with the broadcast here as we get started in this new study? And I believe it'll be a blessing to your heart. If you would, sit down and write me and tell me, Pastor, I'm praying for you. You folks up there in Little Rock, Arkansas, and Cincinnati, Ohio, and you over there in Dallas, Texas, and Jackson, Mississippi, where this broadcast goes, along with up there in Maryland and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. You folks who hear this broadcast, sit down and write me. Sit down and write me and tell me that you're hearing the message and that you're praying for the old Trailblazer. My heart is heavy for you this morning, my friend. I tell my folks here, the only burden I have is for the lost. I do, my friend. I don't try to make a name for myself or this church. I hardly ever mention those things. But if you would, let's be concerned about the souls of men, my friend. Would you do that? That's all that we're about here at the Old Trailblazer broadcast, is to bring you the unadulterated truth of God's Word, and it might go home to your heart. This is the Old Trailblazer, Pastor Albert Pendarvis. Until next time, goodbye.